The degree to which we regard acts as reprehensible has to do not so much with the extent to which those acts do damage, or even with the extent to which they embody ill will, but with the degree, or lack thereof, to which they can be rationalized. Everybody regards Bernie Madoff's behavior as completely reprehensible, and it was. But Bernie Madoff didn't corrupt entire academic disciplines. He didn't falsify people's beliefs about themselves or about the most fundamental aspects of reality. And he didn't render the educational system defunct, thereby dooming countless present and future human beings to lives far worse than those they could and should have. But that is what the educational system does, and that is what practically every member of any given one of countless academic disciplines does. The difference is that, in Madoff's case, there was no plausible deniability. His intentions, though completely black, were no blacker than those of countless bureaucrat professors who waft their putrid stench across civilization with their broken line of goods, and who deliberately and consciously thwart people who, unlike them, actually aspire to learn and to teach the truth, and who, unlike them, stand a good chance of doing just that. The difference is not that what these bureaucrat professors are doing is excusable, whereas what Madoff was doing was not. It is that what these bureaucrat professors are doing is rationalizable, whereas what Madoff was doing was not. The Mafia was obviously evil, but that is all that it was. It didn't infiltrate people's minds with wasteful quarter-true theories. It didn't pretend to provide instruction and illumination while actually thwarting human development. The Mafia just robbed and sometimes killed. It didn't pretend. The Mafia was criminal, but that is all that it was. And there is only so much infiltrating and corrupting that something that is merely criminal can do. Only so much wasting of time and thwarting of aspirations. But there is no limit to how much damage can be done by something that mimics the real thing. And it is precisely when something mimics the real thing that it can be rationalized, and, consequently, that we are all too slow to see it for what it is. Or rather, it is when something mimics the real thing that we are so slow to believe ourselves to know what we in fact know, and thus have an obligation to say, though we don't, namely, that this thing, which mimics the real thing, isn't.